Amen. Well, it's a blessing to be gathered together in this way this morning. And I've already been blessed. Thank you, Brother Andy, for those thoughts. I think that ties in well with some of the things I have to share here this morning. I think if we're just satisfied where we're at with some of these things, then I think we probably might as well not listen to these things that I have to share. It was good for me to hear that for myself. And so the thoughts I have this morning, I have a few thoughts here on the there's a few verses in Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21. There's a few verses there about talks about laying up treasures on this earth and versus laying up treasures in heaven, and that's what I would like to talk about a little bit this morning. The title I have for these thoughts is "Where is your treasure?" It's just a question there, and that's for me as much as anyone. That these thoughts are not necessarily a thing of preaching at people, but it was just a thing that I've been, some things I've been evaluating in my own life, and I needed these things for myself, and I trust they can be maybe a blessing to someone else as well here. So just start out maybe with reading these verses there in Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And these verses are fairly clear on what needs to be done. It says, do not lay up treasures on earth, and do lay up treasures in heaven. And now I would like to focus maybe a little bit on the last part there of that last verse, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I'd like to maybe look at that a little bit here. I think that the thing of our treasure in our heart kind of goes hand in hand. It's the things that my heart is filled with, the things that are dear to my heart and that I live for in this life, that's where we're building our treasure. And the Bible talks quite a bit about our hearts and what God desires for our hearts. And I want to just look at a little bit of that here. In Matthew 12, verse 34 and 35, it says, "O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh, and a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things." And so that's kind of back to the same principle that we just saw about where your heart is, there will your treasure be. If we have good in our hearts, then our life is going to bring forth good things. If we have evil, then it's going to bring forth evil things. The things that we fill our hearts with are the things that other people are going to be able to see coming out of our lives. It's just that plain and simple. We can't have one thing in our heart and something, other people are going to see something different. It comes out. I think there's a battle going on for our heart, and a picture I get with this thing is that if where it talks about, the Bible talks about serving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And if we're doing that, the picture I get is a heart that is, if we're serving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, there's no room for anything else in our heart. That will fill our complete, that will be what we're living for, and that's what will be, what our life will be all about. But what happens is, if we start living that way and we start doing those things, then there's the enemy starts bringing these earthly things into our lives, and there's that we tend to go to building earthly treasure, and that comes in and that crowds out the heavenly treasure that we have built up in our heart. And the more of that we have coming into our heart, the less room there is for spiritual things. And I know that that has happened too much in my own life, and it's so easy to allow that to happen in our hearts. So I want to look here a little bit at a few things that I think the Bible teaches here on building treasure in heaven, some ways to do that. And I know there's a lot of things here, and I don't have nearly everything here, but just a few thoughts I had and some things I found in the scriptures. So maybe the first place I would like to go is that in Mark 10, there were the story of the rich young man. I'm just going to read it there. It says, when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. So, there in verse 21, I feel like there's some good principles in there on building treasure in heaven. Jesus told him some pretty clear things there, and then he said, if you do these things, you're going to have treasure in heaven. The first thing there is the principle there, it's not exactly what Jesus said, but it's give up our possessions. And Jesus said, Jesus told him, sell whatsoever thou hast. In Luke 14:33, Jesus says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. I think we need to be willing to lay down any earthly things that are taking priority in our lives, or just things that we have in our lives that are taking up maybe too much of our time, or if we have our hearts set on them. I don't know. There's just a principle there that I think we can apply to our lives. And then he goes on to say to give to the poor, and I think that's a good principle there as well, to give to the needy around us, whether that be time or money or possessions or whatever. I think that's giving to the poor. I think that can be a good way to build treasure in heaven. And then on there at the end, he says, and take up the cross and follow me. And that can be a big subject of itself, but just I'm not going to spend a lot of time there. Just the question, I guess, are we willing to take up the cross of Jesus and follow Him with all our heart? So there's a few other verses I have on this thing of building treasure in heaven as well, besides that scripture there. Matthew 6, verses 33 and 34 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." There's just a principle there, again, of seeking God first and making God the priority in our lives. And then in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18 kind of ties into that thought as well. It says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." I think the enemy likes for us to be bogged down with these temporal things and to get our, if he can get us bogged down with earthly cares and things, then we won't have the time to focus on building treasure in heaven. And we do have goals and needs here on this earth, and it's easy for us to start focusing on those things, and without even almost realizing it, we can be building treasures on this earth and instead of building treasures in heaven. I think we need to be kind of the place where we can leave those earthly cares and worries and focus on God and His kingdom and righteousness, as it says there in the verse that we just read there in 2 Corinthians, or in Matthew there, that verse. So, I want to change course a little bit here and just go to Luke 12, verses 16 to 21. There's a parable there that Jesus gave of the rich man that tore down his barns and he built bigger. So then he spake a parable unto them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." So that's what God thinks about laying up treasure here on this earth. He calls this man a fool. So I guess the question, you know, is to us is what does God see in our lives, and where's our treasure? Are we better than the rich man that tore down his barns and built bigger to hold all his earthly wealth? And we live in a time and in a country of prosperity, and it can be really easy for us to get swept up into this thing of building wealth and a comfortable lifestyle here on this earth. I know that's how it is for me anyways. it can just be really easy to get our focus off of the thing of building treasure in heaven and just fall into this thing of trying to get a comfortable lifestyle here on this earth. So in Matthew 16:26, just another verse there, I think this is Jesus speaking here again. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It's kind of the same thing as what we just read there, about losing our soul and trade for earthly goods and earthly riches. Are we willing to sacrifice our soul and trade for earthly treasures? We're coming to the day one. Each of us are going to one day face this same thing that this man that we just read about faced, about our soul is going to be required of us one day. And I guess the important thing is that we can have built enough treasure in heaven that when that time comes that we can be found faithful. Just here, I don't have a whole lot more. I have a few verses yet in Revelation. I think that there's a few verses here that kind of show us a little glimpse of God's heart. In Revelation 3:17 and 18, I think this is what God was talking to the lukewarm church there in Laodicea. He says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." If we are rich in material things and have laid up earthly treasures and wealth, then God is saying that we are wretched, miserable, poor, and blind. But then he goes on to say this there in the next verse. He says, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." I think he's talking there in that last part about being anointing our eyes with eye salve so that we're able to see our spiritual conditions. And just the whole verse there, I think, is talking about laying down the earthly things and focusing on our spiritual lives and the spiritual conditions of our hearts. I think it gives us a good glimpse of what God would have of us in this thing. So, yeah, I think that's about all I have here. Trust it was a blessing to someone.